This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is your host Brian Wayne here, and I'm here to let you know, in case you did not know already, that the Cheers to Comics podcast has since evolved. And if you're looking for a new shiny place to get your comic books from, then you need to head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com. It's like cheerstocomics.com, only with a shop in front of it. Shopcheerstocomics.com, and if you use code PODCAST at checkout, you're going to save yourself 10%. And I'm constantly adding new inventory, hot spec books, everything. Any type of book under the sun. As it comes under my radar and it gets added into the inventory, I make it available to you. So remember, head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com and use code PODCAST at checkout and save yourself 10%.
Age of Radio.
Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I am your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 376. The 376th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a poll as priorities. I'll be going over future books. Books that, you know, will be coming out next new comic book day, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. And then, most importantly, I'll be going over the final order cutoffs, the FOCs, as we say on the streets. You want to be a member of the comic book club, you got to know all the lingo and all the slang, you know? Yeah. FOCs, motherfucker. Sorry. Red Bull, am I right? It's early in the morning. It's not that early. I'm running late, actually. I got shit to do. But nothing more important than the FOCs. And, yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, but let me tell you all about the newest affiliate of the Cheers to Comics podcast, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about him before if you've listened to the podcast at all recently. That's going to be Nerds Forever, specifically 307nerdsforever.com, just in case you're not in Newcastle, Wyoming. Odds are, you ain't. I suggest if you're doing some comic book holiday shopping this year, then why not check out 307 Nerds Forever? I don't have any reasons not to. I got a million reasons why you should, though. I'll give you a few of them, because we don't have time for me to announce all 1 million and 12 of them. Customer service. You know, you want something? My man Tarl running 307 over there. Nerdsforever.com. He's quick to respond. He goes out of his way to really hunt what you're looking for, and I know that because he's approached me a couple of times, you know, and said, "Hey man, I got some customers looking for these books," you know, and that's what tells me. I mean, just if he doesn't have it, he's going to go out of his way to try to appease you, the customer. The most important thing on the planet. So, when you're shopping 307, that's just one reason, by the way. Still got like 1,000,011 to go, but we'll leave it right there. How's that for you? Shop 307nerdsforever.com and save an additional 10% when you use code CHEERS at checking out. And the little coupon code box. Yep, CHEERS. Check out. Save 10% at 307nerdsforever.com. That's a 4, like the number. And same thing with 307. It'd be weird if he made you spell it out. 307nerdsforever.com. Cheers at checkout. Now, it's time. Sorry, I'm ready for fight night this week, too. but that's another podcast that I don't have. Actually, you know what? Maybe I kind of do. Maybe it's time I bring back the Real Brains. Spoilers? What? Real Brains coming back off a little hiatus, maybe, possibly? I put it out there, now I gotta do it, huh? Anyway. Comics. FOCs. Final Order Cutoffs. The way these don't work, if you're not familiar. Shops, they have to put in their order by a certain date. If these books aren't ordered, then they're not guaranteed to be printed. And if one were to inquire about these books later on, the guarantee on them being able to... why can't I think of a word right now? Gets the word. they might not be able to get the book for not pre-ordering. You know, it's a risky move. James Bond, dangerous people. And we're not all that lucky. So, pre-order your fucking books. Now let's start with Lunar. Just a little one's a more disclaimer here. If you're not familiar with how the distribution works in the comic book industry, there's multiple distributors with multiple cutoff dates, and different publishers are exclusive, or maybe not even necessarily exclusive, but also available to certain distributors. Right now, Lunar's got, they're the ones that have the whole different cutoff date. So with that being said, your Lunar books, it's going to be a lot of DC. It's the only place to get DC right now, with a few indies sprinkled in there as well. And I can't just say Ahoy and Scout anymore, because another publisher was added to their distribution list just this week. I don't remember who it is. It's nobody that I'm ultra familiar with, but that doesn't mean that there can't be quality content available. So, with all of that being said, there we go. Got that out of the way. Let's talk about your DCs and whatnot's coming out of Lunar that you gotta order by Sunday the 12th. Aquaman, The Becoming, number 5. We got two covers there. Carrie Randolph getting the B cover. I've never seen that character before on the B cover. Is that a new character? I don't know. I don't necessarily follow the Aquaman mythos. Aquaman's different right now. It's not Arthur anymore. We've got a Batcat special. Oh, $10. Good lord. Written by Tom King and others. Art by John Paul Leon, Tommy Lee Edwards, Bernard Chang, Mitch Gerds, and some other great romances are destined to be. What does that mean? So yeah, Batman, Catwoman special. One shot out of DC Black Label. And looks like it's got a Christmas tone there going on, maybe, possibly. I don't know what to make of this. What do we got here for... We got a Lee Weeks variant. Oh, shit. That 1 in 25 Sienkiewicz cover. Wow. That is beautiful. Love the contrasting colors there. It's so good. It's so good. And you go, it just goes up to 1 in 25 on that one. We've got a new maxi series starting out. Batman the Knight. That's with a K. Because wouldn't want to get confused. and that's written out all old Englishy too. Don't we already got something like that going on? Tom Taylor's doing? What's this? Chip Zdarsky and Carmine Di Giadomenico. Alright, the origin of Batman. What? And his never-ending fight against crime in Gotham City is modern mythology. Mm-hmm. But what of the story in between? Nobody cares. Or do we? I don't know. Chip Zdarsky might have a good take on it. How did an angry, damaged young man grow into the most accomplished detective and crime fighter the world has ever known? How did the Dark Knight begin? Okay. Well, we'll see. We got 10 issues to figure it out, eh? You know, honestly, I'm not somebody that would actually give a shit. But, being that Zarsky's writing it, could be good. What do we got here? We got a Greg Capullo and Jonathan Glepion B cover. That is very... I mean, I hate the word basic, but... I don't know, if you collect covers of young Bruce. There you go. Bruce with a knapsack. It's not a purse, it's a satchel. The one in 25 is pretty neat, though. Gerald Perel? That's pretty cool. I don't know if I'd order 25 copies of this to get it. You know, probably just wait to see retail put it out for 25 bucks. But once again, if you're into young Bruce, I thought it was Dick Grayson until I blew it up. I'm not going to lie. What is this? A 1 in 50? What? It looks like it's the foil version of the Capullo cover. Oh. Alright, there you go. Also, due to be ordered this week. So, yeah, I'm not sure how necessary that series is. But we'll find out. Like I said, Zarsky's he's a G. You know? Zarsky doing some Batman stuff? Sign me up now that I think about it. Yeah, see? Think before you... Yeah. Batman vs. Bigby. Is it Bigby or Bigsby? This is Bigby. Whatever, I don't know Fables. But there you go. Bill Willingham, Brian Level, Jay Liston. Blue and Gold, number 5. This is an 8-parter? I didn't realize this was an 8-parter. Huh, I thought it was a 5-parter. Cool. Gotta love some Blue and Gold, people. I'm a little behind on it, but yeah. Alright, now the DC book that I feel it in me bones. Is Catwoman number 39. Catwoman goes undercover as a scripper. And, you know, I don't know how, what the interiors of this going to look like, but I will say that I have a feeling that the A cover may get a little bit of a traction. Just because, I mean, it's Catwoman on a stripper pole, people. Take it for, I mean, if you don't know how people react to things like this, you know? And Graham may not be reacting now, but I tell you what, I'm going to try to cause a little bit of a stir. I might stir the pot a little bit just to kind of get some traction on this, because I think I'm going to order 25 copies of this so I can get this somehow even sexier version done by Soza Meka? Don't know that name, but I think we're going to start knowing this name. This cover is absolutely stunning. And I think, let's see, in-store date 118. Quite possibly the second or third week of January, we could have a cover of the year contender already. This is gorgeous. And once again, sexy as fuck. You know, I'm not normally one to be into sexy time covers, but it's not like tits and ass or anything like that. It's elegant, you know? I mean, the Catwoman costume is naturally sexy. You can't fucking deny that. Like, even going back to the oldest version. But the black leather and all of that stuff, this is an amazing cover. So if I had to say there's one DC book that you needed to order 25 copies of, yeah. And honestly, the B cover, done by Jenny Frisson. I mean, it's a Jenny Frisson Catwoman cover. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. There's no... I mean, it's a shoulders up shot. So I love the way they're doing Catwoman right now. The stripper pole thing, I have a feeling it's gonna... I don't know. This could be an iconic cover for the stripper community as well, you know? You gotta think about this stuff. Like, well, who is this going to really appeal to? And I see a lot of appeal to this cover alone. This could go down is an iconic slash polarizing Catwoman cover. I'm going to go 20 and 5 to get that 1 in 25. And I don't even know if I want to sell the 1 in 25. I might just keep that for me. Or send it out to get slabbed. Maximize gains on it. Brah. Yeah. continuing on with Detective. It's a weekly series right now as we continue on through the tower. These covers continue to be absolutely unbelievable. We've got our A photo-esque type of variant. Once again, I don't know if it's a photo with a filter on it, but it is photorealism. Always within the face, and then it strays from the face and has its own unique design. That's not Dan Mora's cover. That says Dan Mora on the cover. If that's Dan Mora's cover, then where the fuck has this been the whole time, dude? Does he have that in him? And then the Bermejo cover. And then, yeah, you got a 1 in 25 Jorge Fornes as well. So if you're a Fornes fan, this is right up your frickin' alley. Uh-huh. Damn, good covers this week, people. Good covers. What do we have here from Scout Comics? Salvatore Vivenzio and Gabriele Falzone. Distorted, number one. Somewhere in the world, there was someone who feels different, special, cursed, who is losing their mind right now. You're not alone. Take James, for example. He would like to run away from his parents and from his life that doesn't belong to him. On the other hand, Tom is forced to face his past and hunt down his own kind, like a hound on a leash of an unknown master. Brenar, that's a weird one, is on the hunt for money and peace he can't find anywhere. There are three people whose superpowers are more like a burden. In this world, there are no superheroes. Interesting. Alright. You got my attention there, Scout. From Ahoy this week, we've got Edgar Allan Poe's Snifter of Death, number 4. Another great cover there. But I gotta say, I got my lunar shipment, and I went through it, and the cover that was portrayed to me was not actually the front of the cover. It was the back cover. Now, with that being said, it's got dual display capabilities here, people. Think about it as like a reversible sweater. Sure, you could flip it around manga style, but you could display it, and it came out all virgin-esque and beautiful. And then the front is like a classic horror style with a smaller image of it, and yeah, just kind of think like Tales from the Crypty a little bit, you know, on the front. But now, with that being said, now if you're looking to display this particular cover here based off my experiences, then this may actually be the back of the cover from what we're seeing. But it could be there's more situation, because they could go on to make the front of the cover badass. I like how they do that instead of making it an A and a B. You know, make the covers reversible. Do that more. Why do you need to put fucking Lego advertisements on the back, Snickers advertisements on the back of the cover? Well, because of money, duh. But if, I don't know. I dig this, though. I dig what Ahoy's doing on this. And I got to flip through the Snifter of Death, and it is, Mad Magazine is how I would best describe this. Not Mad Magazine, but kind of Mad Magazine. You know, if you've read Mad Magazine and you flip through this, you'd be like, I see where the inspiration draws. Beautiful. I fucking love it. Makes me want to go through and find all the other ones now. I like being a distributor. I ordered copies to sell. Now I'm going to keep one of them for me, because it's fucking awesome. And I'm a Poe fan too, so shame on me for not jumping on this sooner, you know? Do you know? Flash, number 778, from Jeremy Adams and Fernando Perserin. I'm not reading Flash, but look at that detective chimp. He's all up in his grill there. All up in it. And then we got a Jorge Corona. I love that Jorge Corona's getting all types of fucking work right now. I met the guy when 7 issues of Middle West was all that he had out, really. I mean, that's not all he had out, but that's where he was really starting to gain his... Yeah, and I brought all 7 issues of Middle West to him, excited as shit. He signed all of them. He wouldn't take any money from me. Just the nicest fucking guy. So he's the type of person that deserves this stuff. And I've got more to say about him here soon, later in the podcast, because he's on more books that I'll talk about later in the podcast. But I'll save that for later. What is Good Boy Magazine? I remember talking about this. It's not related to Good Boy, is it? No, it's not. Yeah. See, this is another thing that I would, I haven't looked through this, but I feel like it's got, like, a Mad Magazine type of situation going on there. $10 price tag. Oh, Lord. I just read the last sentence of the tagline here, and it says, read comics or go to hell. Now I gotta get some, right? I mean, fuck. due to be ordered this week, a book that I will... Human Target. So I was lucky enough to be able to go through and get a bunch of copies of number one and number two. I'm excited for number three to come out next week. The things that I've heard about Human Target make me very, very excited. Now, I haven't actually experienced it myself, but I'm waiting for three issues to come out so I can read three in a row, because that's kind of how I have to do Tom Taylor's work. But I feel like this is the next Mr. Miracle. As far as DC's off-the-wall, curveball, home run, you know, baseball, sports. I don't know, man. I don't know. And Dave Johnson has a badass fucking cover as well. Don't sleep on Human Target. I hear good things. I've only heard good things. And I will soon have my own opinion on that as well. I look forward to next week. Next week. From Scout, we got a number one. King Jira. Just a one-shot. There's a 10-cappy incentive on that. Ooh. Let's see here. King Jira, the king of monsters, has escaped from his prison, and he is causing panic in the city. Quite naturally. The reason for his fury is simple. The king is hungry. Of course. And we all know what king's food is, don't we? Simple. Pizza. All right. It's a funny tribute to the kaiju genre. Pizza? I would have started the word with P, but I would have ended it with pull. You know? People. Their hunger for people. Unless he's an Italian. And 1 in 10 is pretty awesome. Crotch shot. Gotta love it. We've got Looney Tunes, number 264, due to be ordered this week. Oh, yeah. All right, now here's a book that I feel people are going to really sleep on. There was a DC Festival of Heroes book that came out not too long ago, featuring a first appearance of one Monkey Prince. The only comic book announcement that was stated for DC fandom this past year, shame, was this book, the Monkey Prince, getting his own series. So this is the first solo series of Monkey Prince, and with it comes a red and gold foil cover. Ooh-wee, that's the A cover according to this. $6 price tag. Now, yeah, this is one that I will be ordering several of. And there's only one, just the one cover, that's it. Yeah, don't sleep on this one, people. And then go back and hurry up and find your copies of DC Festival of Heroes that came out earlier this year, because... They're clearly trying to make Monkey Prince work, you know? Maybe they're just jealous of Hitmonkey. I'm kidding. We can't always just... Everybody's got an answer for everything, huh? I'm curious to see what that red and gold looks like, though. I bet you it's just a red cardstock with gold trim. I can't see that whole thing being foil. Just can't see it. But we'll see. That says cover F. I wonder if that's... Now I wonder. Keep an eye out on that. See what your FOC order form has on it. There may be more than one cover, especially if that's the F cover. That could be, yeah. Nightwing, number 88. Okay, I know I've been saying this for like two fucking issues now. This is the first Well, not the first. New suit is what I'm trying to say. Nightwing gets some new duds. And there's a 1 in 25 new duds design variant on that as well. Oh, shit. Is that a... what? That B cover from Jamal Campbell? Is that Babs and Nightwing doing a little kissy poo on the cover? Oh, my gosh. Who is that in the... Whoa. Okay. Mix. Let's see what this. All right, there's a tablet in the foreground here. You're gonna have to look for yourself. There's a looks to be a Batman mask, but it could be a bat. No, it's like a. I don't know what's going on there. I think there's There's some misdirection in this cover here. Who is that in the tablet? Being all creepy and whatnot. I don't think it's a photo, because it's glowing. And if that is a photo, that's not a photo of a face I would want to display. That's somebody real ominous. Okay. Okay. Got alright. Nubia. And the Amazons. Number 4 of a little 6-parter. 2 covers there. And then we got Peacemaker, Disturbing the Peace. This is the one shot from Garth Ennis that I'm very, very interested in. First I was like, eh, and then I saw Garth Ennis was doing this, and I was like, oh. And there's some great covers on this as well. Let's see, yeah, there's a Gary Brown B cover and a 1 in 25 Ryan Brown cover. So, And, oh, there's a 1 in 50 Amanda Connor as well. Now, this is one that I would, the premise behind this is kind of interesting. There may be... low-key introducing a new character. The premise of the story is Peacekeeper seeing a therapist. And this therapist is... I think the word was infatuated. Obsessed with Peacekeeper. And if that's the case, this therapist goes on to be something. Then this 1 in 50 would be her first cover appearance. So, take that for what you will. We're talking covers this week, people. That's the theme with DC, it seems. Robin's number 3. I think this is going to be an iconic cover as well. This cover is fantastic. This is one that I'm going to display. It's featuring all of the Robins within... I don't know, I get a Batman 881 vibe out of this, you know? It's different. It's got its own thing, but that's the... Yeah, that's what I'm... And at the same time, it's also introducing a first team appearance of a bunch of Batman imposters. Some fake-ass Batmans. Some fake Batman. There's a workout variant on this one as well, but take that for what you will. Is that Tim Drake? Oh, I see what they're doing with these Robin covers. They're giving all of the Robins a workout variant. When's Cassie going to get one, huh? Huh? Or wait, what's her? It's not Cassie. Spoiler? Is that it? Whatever. But this cover, though, this A cover, good lord, I got a feeling. I know, my guts are... Maybe I just need to go poop. Maybe that's what it is. I got all these feelings in my guts this week. Man, I just... Static season 1 number 6 wrapping up. Oh, will we get a season 2? We'll see. Joker, Suicide Squad, get Joker is what I mean to say. This is that Alex Maleev. Goodness. Brian Azzarello. Black Label. 2 covers on this one. Jorge Fornes getting... Oh, that's a great cover. As Fornes tends to do. So badass. Suicide Squad, King Shark, number 5 of a little 6-parter. Aww. See, now this B cover here kind of gives me the inclination that I should be caught up on this because, yeah. What's her name? Graffiti? Graffiti Face? That's not her name. But, yeah, looks like they're friends again, it seems, according to this B cover. We'll see. Jeez, fell 2 issues behind, and here I am getting it spoiled for me on the FOC list. Careful, people. This Kara Andrews 1 in 20. Oh, this is not even a 1 in 25. This is just a C cover. Oh, shit. Great, great cover. Carrie Andrews is amazing. From Black Caravan, also Scout. Tales Told in Technicolor Season 2, number 1. So, yeah, a little bit of a horror anthology again. Very reminiscent of the first season's color. Wait, that's not what I meant to say. Cover. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, on the DC FOC orders this week, we've got Wonder Woman Evolution, number 3, Juliet Nekka. Getting the B cover on that? That's interesting. That's a good cover. She's got a big old jaw on that one. She's got a Ivan Drago jaw. If she dies, she dies. Alright, that's it. Those are the books coming out. Well, due to be ordered. From Lunar this week, the one that you'd just be silly to sleep on is that Catwoman. Like I said, if there's one that you gotta order 25 of, I mean, gun to your head, you have to. I'm gonna do it without a gun to my head. I just feel it in me bones. Catwoman number 39. But then I'm gonna go heavy on Robin's number 3. Mostly on that A cover. All on that A cover, what am I saying? Monkey Prince is gonna get a big order from me. And awesome week from Lunar. Awesome week. Now let's see what Diamond has to offer this week, huh? I wasn't ready. Didn't have it all set up. Was busy dicking around to see if their other part of the website was working. Spoilers, it's not. You'll find out more later. Alright, the books on the order form from Diamond this week due to be ordered by Monday, December 13th. We have, starting with Vault Comics, looks like a lot from Vault Comics, we've got Lunar Room number 2. I guess I didn't order number 1, so I'm gonna see if Nerds Forever has an extra copy I could send my way, because I want to check it out. Two covers on Lunar Room, number 2. We Ride Titans, number 1. I believe we already talked about this one. There's a 1 in 5, 1 in 10, 1 in 25, 1 in 50, and 1 in 100 incentive on all of those. I don't have images for any of the incentives. And there's an A and a B as well. This is an interesting premise. It looks like it's... we totally talked about this. I'm into it. You know, it's a kaiju book. Fucking Tokusatsu, is that how you say it? I can't say it good. I don't know the word. It looks like a fucking Power Rangers versus Godzilla, you know? You see what's going on there? So that's Vault Comics. From Vault, we go to Titans. Blade Runner 2029, number 11. Two covers there. Three covers there. We got a... Cowboy Bebop, number 1. Now, here's the deal. In case you haven't heard, it has been announced by Netflix. They're done with Cowboy Bebop. Canceled. You're fired, as it's been said. Anybody that's speculating on this, make sure you have that in the back of your head. Now, if you're just a John Cho fan and you want to have something to have him autograph down the road, because I'm sure CGC will do some sort of fucking signing for this for whatever reason. Lots of covers there for you. Lots and lots of covers. But, as far as speculation value goes into this, I'm going to say no. You know, you just be a Cowboy Bebop fan. That's probably going to be the only thing that gets you through this. And that's, honestly, follow rule number 1. Only buy what you like. And then, or what you're interested in. Let's put it that way. You don't know if you like it till you read it, right? Lots of covers. Lots of, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 covers. What is this, a Dynamite book? Nope, that's Titan. And then lastly, from Titan on the order form this week, we have Horizon Zero Dawn, number 4. So video game stuff. There you go. Movies and TV and video games. Oh my. Look at you, you triple threat son of a bitch.
Oni Press. Just one. Dirtbag Rapture, number 4. Still haven't gotten around to reading number 1 yet. I think I'm, well, at this point, 2 or 3 issues behind, so... Shit. I'm interested, though. Listen, I like Scumbag, so... I want to be able to... Well, it sounds kind of bad to say. I don't want to be able to compare it to Scumbag, but I want to see, like, out of curiosity. Kind of feels along the same lines there a little bit. Let's just see. From Oni Press, Vanagraphics. From Vanagraphics, we've got Red Room Trigger Warnings, number 2. Mm-hmm, so the second series there. Let's see here. You got your A cover, standard. The 1 in 10 is one that could... No guarantees. But it could be massive. Like, this could be one of them $75 books again that they put out. Or it could be just super niche. But Charlie Brown fans, fuck. I mean, I want to order 10 of this. I do. I wish this was the 1 in 5. It's not. There's not a 1 in 5. Oh, these are... Okay, hold on. I'm only seeing a 1 in 5, a 1 in 10, and a 1 in 20... Or 1 in 15, not 25. The 1 in 10 is the one that has my appeal. What's the A cover look like? I don't seem to have that information. Shit, I don't know, man. That 1 in 10... that could be a good one. I mean, how often do you see Charlie Brown covers, you know? Not often. Quite naturally, that's it from Fantagraphics. From Fantagraphics, we go Black Mask. We've got Destiny New York, number 9, due to be ordered this week. From Behemoth Comics, we've got No Holds Barred. And that's in the nerdy sense. The D&D Bard kind of situation going on there. 3 covers on that. Oh, look at Nicole Goo getting another badass. Haha. I like her steez, man. She's been on the podcast. Humble brag. Nothing humble about that one. Yeah, she's been on the podcast, bitches. From Behemoth. Oh, that is Behemoth. Get your shit together, Brian. From Aftershock. Just one. We've got Bylines. Bylines in Blood. What is this? The number 1 from Van Jensen and Erica Schultz. Oh, hey. And Anika. The future. The very concept of truth has died. Politicians invent their own facts, and independent newspapers no longer exist. In this world, private detectives serve as Ronin, searching out the hard truths that people are desperate to keep hidden. The best of their... Well, I fucked it up. Now I just gotta talk right. The best of these is Satya? See, that's what threw me off. That's a name I ain't ever seen before. Satya, known as Lady Dick, a former journalist turned gumshoe who runs every lead to ground. But Satya, I like that, has just received her hardest case yet. Her old editor has been murdered. Someone wanted him silenced, and the trail points towards the highest bastions of power. To find justice for her friend, she'll have to put everything and everyone she knows at risk. A neo-noir thriller with unexpected... That was way too many syllables for that one. That was like a weird accent I never heard before. Unexpected twists at every turn. There you go. There you go, people. Sounds interesting. And it's Aftershock, so... Probably is... Ablaze? From Ablaze, we have... We've got Animal Castle number 1, the second printing. Oh, yes. The first one blew it up. Super low print run. I already saw them for like $30, $25. Which one is it, Brian? I've seen it go for 30. There's a 1 in 25 on this as well. Looks like a pretty badass sketch variant. Oh, that takes me back to that fucked up page. And then... a blank sketch variant as well. For $10. Alright. Well, shit. And I've seen that there's some foils out there somewhere. I don't see that on the order form here, so keep that in mind. I don't know if they're exclusive, but I have seen them. I saw a foil set selling through a shop for $60, but I don't know if it was exclusive through them. But yeah, this is a series that I do believe I said I kind of got a feeling about this one. Unfortunately, my order form didn't say so much. I only got one B cover for some reason. Don't know how that happened. However, I've got like 8 covers in the mail coming from all different directions because, once again, I had a feeling, especially after I read it. I'm so grateful I read this book early. It's not one I waited on. I read it almost immediately just because, you know, my guts. I gotta get that checked out. Blaze. Yeah, that's the indie one that I would really, really keep an eye on this week. But don't get me wrong, there's still some great indie shit that, not shit, greatness that I highly recommend. We'll get to that soon. Hold your friggin' horses. In the meantime, from Boom Studios on the Angel Forum this week, look at all of this. I don't have any fucking images here once again. Can I click on them? Yeah, I can click on them and get the images. That's good. Shout out to 307, nerdsforever.com for giving me that little tidbit there after listening to the podcast and all my bitching about that. Marvel wasn't ready yet, though, still. But all the indie stuff. If you go to the Diamond Previews thing and it just says image coming soon, if you click on it, it should be there. I digress. From Boom Studios on the order form this week, we've got Angel, number one, from the Buffy universe. Uh-huh. Yeah, not Jesus, people. Not the Jesus. Angel. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. A bloody blank sketch variant. Ooh, nice. That's not how I imagined that. House of Slaughter number 2, second printing. Alright, that is fucked up. I like that. That is a great cover. And I will be ordering that. That is a good cover. Maw, number 5, wrapping up. This is one that, thanks to, once again, Nerds Forever, hooked me up with that number 1. I think I've got a number 2. I got a couple, I've got issues to track down on this. I think I've finally got it added to my pull list. I should have number 4 in there. I don't know if I have number 2. Whatever, my fucking collection status isn't important to you people. The fact is, I can't wait to get around to reading this. I've heard good things, and it's not what I expected it to be from my understanding, so. Badass. 2 covers on that one. Mighty Morphin, number 15. Huh. Why do I feel like I have this cover already? What is the Altarian War? See, I'm fucking behind on this. Alright, I gotta go through and catch up on my ODPH parlay points on their website. What was it? ODPHpodcast.com, I think. Shout out to them. They're worth a Google, if you haven't. I promise. All of their content is amazing. But their parlay points has been keeping me informed. That's for sure. But I've been kind of avoiding the Mighty Morphin and their Power Rangers stuff just because I wanted to catch up myself, but it looks like I'm going to have to rely on that. Thank goodness for them. We got an FOC reveal variant on this. What are we revealing here? Somebody's going to catch on fire? Who is that? Is that the devil? It's Mephisto. Oh my god, I knew it. Fucking knew it. Well, lots of covers here. Jesus, well, how many do you need? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, my bad. There's 3 on Mighty Morphin, and then there's 3 on Power Rangers. They're both on the FOC list this week. That's what's happening. All about that Altarian War. Look at that new Megazord. God damn, man. Oh, I'm stupid for falling behind on this. You know, Mighty Morphin was one of the first indie, if you will, series, I guess IP series, let's put it that way, licensed series that I got back into when getting into comics. I got into it all, you know, so Power Rangers is very near and dear to my heart. It was one of my first real fandoms, and I still remember those shoes, man. I had the dopest fucking light-up Power Ranger shoes you could ever imagine. Ugh, wish I still had them. You know what people should do? Here's one for you, sneakerheads. Bring back all of the old kid shoes from the 90s. All of our favorite, you know, the ones with the fucking... All of our favorite Velcro shoes with our favorite classic designs. And I'm not saying like a reimagining of. No. Redo them to spec. Just big size. Big size. I would buy the fuck out of a size 15 Power Rangers shoe. I mean, that's... Huh. I remember that over my first pair of fucking Nikes. You know? I don't know. I'm just fucking blabbering now. But there's an idea for it. And you know what? Whoever comes up with the idea, you can have it. Just send me a pair. Or a lifetime supply. One or the other. Preferably the latter over the former. But I'm not a greedy man. You know? I'll cherish them. I'm not a sneakerhead at all. In any way, shape, or form. Remember the last pair of shoes I bought? But I'd buy the fuck out of those. Whatever, I digress. This Red Bull's got... What, did they start putting cocaine in Red Bulls? What's in the blue one? It's all meth. Duh. Blue meth. I get it. Sorry. I don't do drugs, people. Regarding the matter of Oswald's Baldy number... Baldy? Sorry. Body. Number one is getting a second printing, as well as a number three on the order form this week. I loved number one. That was a great, great series. Or great opening issue. Not great series. Great opening issue. Highly recommended. Seven Secrets. Oh, fuck yeah, that's back. New story arc, people. Tom Taylor. I'm telling you, he's fan-frickin-tastic. Seven Secrets, number 13. Two covers on that one. And then we got We Only Find Them When They're Dead, number 10. Lots of Boom books to be excited for this week. The second printing of House of Slaughter, number 2, might actually be the one, though. You know? Alright, just going back based off patterns, because it's what I do, I recognize patterns. Think of Something is Killing the Children, number 2, second printing. You know? Not a lot of people bought it, right? Right? Despite how popular the series was by the time issue number 2 had come out, you know? It didn't take long for that series to blow up, but people still weren't ordering the reprints. Hence, their value now. I got a feeling that this might be one of them. And just honestly, look at the fucking cover. Like, it's a great cover. I'm reading this series. I'm more caught up on this one than I am Something is Killing the Children, you know? So, yeah. I dig it. It's a fucking fantastic cover. Badass. All right, so those are your Boom books. Now, Dynamite? Do we have any Dynamite books? What's Hell Sonya? What is this? So, it looks like Red Sonya in Hell. The fuck? Welcome to Hell. Sonya, she's the queen of damnation. She lords over the fiery pit of eternal hunger and suffering. But now, she's had enough of this evil shit. This is what it says. She will bind together lost souls and rove the multiverse to fill hell's belly. With only the most deserving of its punishment. If someone so wicked is beset upon you. If you're desperate enough. If no one else can help. Maybe your prayer will be heard by Hell Sonya. Honestly, okay, I'm gonna give this one a shot. God, is this a new thing? Oh, and Lucio Perillo just getting the A cover and making it easy for me. Alright, look at this, look, I know I've had my, it's a boob grab, but, cash grab with boobs is what I mean to say. This is kind of, I like this concept. I do. I mean, is this a new thing? I've already asked that. Lots of covers to choose from, quite naturally. Quite naturally, but I'm good with the A. Good with the A. Oh, fuck, there's a Jay Lee cover that I don't have an image for. Probably pick up the B blindly as well, just because Jay Lee. But all, I mean, the covers are good. You know, it's not... Yeah, it's what you would expect out of Dynamite, but at the same time, there's just something about it, like... I don't know if it's just because my attention's more drawn towards the fiery hair and horns than the... than the outward posing groins, but... I don't know. What's that say about me? Is that all the Dynamite this week? No, it's not all the Dynamite this week. We've got... the rest of it's pretty typical. Your Vampiverse and your Nyx and your Kiss. Random $50 covers and... yeah. IDW. From IDW on the order form this week, we've got Sonic the Hedgehog Imposter Syndrome, number 2. Couple covers there. Star Wars High Republic Adventures, number 12. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to skim the reading there. I thought I saw something about, like, a bake-off or something. Let me see here. No? I guess that's its own thing. So that doesn't happen in number 12. Alright, never mind. I see something on a list somewhere that says Star Wars High Republic Adventures Galactic Bake-Off Spectacular, but I don't know if that's... if that's, accurate. Anyway, Transformers Wreckers, Treading Circuits, bam, nailed it this time, number 4, finally, don't have to fucking say that anymore, please don't give this a sequel, at least by that name, call it something else. Those are your IDW books on your order form this week, from just two on Dark, or one for Dark Horse this week, and it's Cloaked, number 2, two covers. Did I miss number 1? Or not order it? Huh. I don't remember ordering this, but I look at number 2 going, why wouldn't you order this? So we'll see. God, I can't wait for me to be accepted through Diamonds so that I can... yeah, order my own shit. Have my own order form. Not rely on somebody else's. Image Comics. This week. And I've got two must picks for sure. But we'll start with A Man Among Ye, number 8. Two covers there. Ant, number 2. Yep, typical. On the FOC list again. Again. This is week 2 or 3 now. Trying real hard there, Eric Larson. It's annoying people, is what it is. Alright, this one right here, the concept seems very, very interesting for sure. Bolero. We're not talking about the bowling alley people. Bolero number 1 from Wyatt Kennedy and Luana Vicchio. A new series from two bright-eyed and bushy-tailed little scamps. Okay. A woman running away from a broken heart discovers a mother key into parallel universes. The rules are, the key can work on any door. The mother will only let you visit 53 universes. Don't ask to speak to the mother. Never hop more than 53 times. And that's all it gives me. That alone, I'm interested. And I don't know what's going on with the cover. Looks like that naked lady's about to get eaten by that even gianter naked lady. I don't know. Looks like she's just kind of like falling through her mouth. Into her mouth. And the upside down. A lot of questions make me want to read this book. Just based off the cover. Just off the cover alone. What do we have for covers here? There's a B cover done by Jim Mahfood. Interesting. And a C cover done by Maria Lovett. Right on. There you go. We've got Crossover, number 11. Two covers there. Deadly Class, number 50. Wow-wee-woo. Three covers on issue number 50 of Deadly Class. And now my must-add-to-your-pull-list blindly pick of the week, indie style, comes from, Image Comics, Joe Hill and David Boer. Rain. So it's done by David Boer and Zoe Thorogood. From, I guess this is a Joe Hill story, readapted into comic book form. Joe Hill's getting all the credit here, even though David Boer's the one writing it. So let me go ahead and just put that out there. But let me give you this, on a seemingly normal, you know what? Let me just tell you this. One day it rains, and instead of rain coming down, water style, it rains needles. And that, yeah, that's, what the fuck? I want to know. Like, I want to know what this comic's about. I want to know where they go with this story. I really do. Very interesting. It's a mini-series, so, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a of an investment, if you will. Has my attention. It's one that I think everybody's attention should be on, because I said so. 2-3 covers there. There's a B cover done by Elizabeth Beals. And, I imagine when it rains needles, you're going to cry. That's what it looks like there. Some death, some ouchies. And then there's a blank sketch variant as well. King of Spies, number 2 on the FOC order form this week. 3 covers there. I did get a read number 1, and I did enjoy it quite a lot. Lady Mechanica, Monster of Ministry, number 2. 2 covers on that one. Phenom X, number 3. It's John Leguizamo, baby. You know, the Pest. Doing a comic book. It's not the Pest, though. 2 covers on Phenom X, number 3. Scumbag, number 12 on the order form this week. 2 covers there. Oh, I love the fact that fucking Silver Coin is ongoing now. And who's doing this one? Matthew Rosenberg. Back again. I think this is his second time around on Silver Coin. Very excited about this. What's this one about? When an executive at a 1960s stock brokerage acquires a collection of antiquities, the gap between the haves and the have-nots become painfully clear. Alright, I don't know what this means, but I don't know. There's like a mop bucket with some body parts floating in it. I don't know if that has to do with the stock market, but I don't give a shit. Now I want to know how the two tie together. Because I know the cover is going to mean something. Michael Walsh wouldn't do that to his book. You know? Oh, it definitely means something. I would imagine there's a kind of a divide in class. Is what this is representing here. Fuck. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, people. Silver Coin is... it's a top 2 nominee for me for Horror Series of the Year. It's between this and The Me You Love in the Dark. You know? Or The Me You Know in the Dark. Is it love or no? I don't know. But regardless, that's it for me. Some good horror. Some fine horror. We've got Stillwater, number 12. Just one cover on that one on the order form this week. What's the Furthest Place from Here? Number 3. Once again, we're getting a second press deluxe and a vinyl on this one. Now, I have questions for my shop. Because number 2 came out last week. And not only, I mean, I ordered everything I could on this. I ordered all the covers. And I didn't get any of them. So I gotta know, what the fuck, man? I don't know if they just came in late or what. I know Image has some issues right now, so I'm gonna chalk it up to that for now. But I really want to be reading this book. Because that first issue was very, very intriguing. So there you go. That's all your indies and whatnots due to be ordered by Monday at the absolute frickin' latest, people. The absolute latest. Now, let's talk Marvel. Once again, I've got no fucking images here. Can I click on them? Oh, okay. That one's clickable. Alright. So, the Marvel books that we want ordered this week. Spider-Man number 87. This one is... I think this is Miles versus Ben Reilly, I believe. Is that what's going on this one? Fuck, I could be mistaken. Let me click on it. I'll know by the cover, actually. Nope, no cover on this one. I could be mistaken. It could be the Spider-Man coming out this week, not on the FOCs. But I've got no significant information otherwise. We've got Avengers number 52. Let's see, two covers on this one. Alright. We'll get Shulky back to not looking like a fucking troglodyte. Avengers Forever number 2. And two covers on that one. Again, I don't really have a lot of information here. Black Panther number 1, second printing. Now, because there was a first appearance in number 1 that no one's really talking about, who knows what the second printing, and it's an Alex Ross sketch variant. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, this one I could see doing well. I could see this one being a sleeper this week. Black Panther number 3 on the FOC pieces. Form this week. 1, 2, 3 covers there. Captain America Iron Man number 3. 1, 2 covers. What's the homage look like? Do I have it? Sure do. There you go. I can see it. Alright, I get it. These homage variants haven't been as appealing to me, though, as I had hoped. So I've been skipping them, despite what the last PLP, Streets People, episode had. I need some Red Bull. My throat's on fire. There we go. Yabba dabba doo. Death of Doctor Strange, number 5. 2, 3 covers on that one. Do I have a... I don't know. I don't see anything on that one either. I don't know. Let me triple check this. When's this one come out? Once again, my gut's talking. I feel like there might be something more to this. The 26th? I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't want to be wrong. Yeah, no, nothing to it. There you go. I've been digging the series, though. There's no doubt about that. 1, 2, 3 covers there. We've got Devil's Reign, number 3. 3 covers there. Devil's Reign, Winter Soldier. Tying in. Probably just a one-shot, I would imagine. 2 covers to choose from there. Devil's Reign, X-Men. This is a 3-part tie-in. 2 covers on that one. Eternals, number 9. 2 covers to choose from there. Fantastic Four, Life Story, wrapping up with its 6th issue. Congratulations, Mark Russell. I can't wait to go through and read it in its entirety. Hulk, number 1, getting a second printing. What's this look like? It's a wraparound variant. Hey, I don't know. There could be something to that. It could be. The feedback I've been seeing on this Hulk series so far has been, well, confusing. And I think that's just what it is. Everybody's just confused coming out the gate. And I was one of them. You know, I didn't get a read issue 50, so I thought, well, what the fuck did I miss here? But it turns out, no, they're just, Cates is just diving into his own thing, and yeah. I don't know. I'm not totally sure what my thoughts are on this series yet. But granted, I've only read one fucking issue, so we'll see. I don't feel like it's gonna be a dud. Let's put it that way. 1, 2, 3 covers on Hulk number 3. What's the homage on this one? Well, it's homaging Hulk number 1. Now that's an homage variant I can get behind. That one I like. I like the green in that one. I like that one quite a bit, actually. Iron Man number 16. 1, 2 covers on this one. Oh, come on. Yeah. No, a million times yes on this Iron Man variant. I knew it was either going to be Tales of Suspense, 39, or it was going to be Iron Man number 1, and that's Tales of Suspense. Fuck. 100 times, a million times yes on that one. A million times yes. Talking Iron God, people. And there's the second cover appearance there. It's looking good, Tony. Looking good with your cosmicness. We've got a Marauders Annual. Oh. Very nice. Who's that? A new crew sets sail. With Kate Pryde at the helm, the Marauders are ready to renew their mission of mutant rescue. She's got the mission. All she needs now is a new boat and a fresh new crew to match. Oh, looks like we got Psylocke and Daken. Alright, is it Daken or Daken? I dig it, man. Always out of prison. Alright, hold on. Hands of a leader who's as cruel as he is charismatic. The primal provocateur known as Brimstone Love. Is this guy new? Hold on, let me look this up. Not Brimstone Live. Brimstone Love. No. Okay, he goes back. Not a new character. But it looks like he goes back. X-Men 2099. From Earth 928. Alright. Cool. Cool. So would this be his first appearance in the 616? I don't know if that totally matters. But, yeah. New Marauders crew. See, I honestly would have thought that after 25 issues in an annual, and Hickman's thing kind of being over soon, they're like, do we need Marauders still? Let's end it here, and let's put, you know, Kate Pryde somewhere else. But nope, looks like she's still going to be a pirate. Still going to be a pirate. Mary Jane Black Cat Beyond. This J. Scott Campbell cover is going to do just fine. I don't think it'll ever lose its value. I don't see this book ever selling for less than $5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 covers on this? Okay, now I need to know why. Okay, don't have an image there on the villain variant, or is it just the Villa variant? Don't have a Ramos variant. Of course they give me a Momoko variant. She shits that shit out like, well, shit. Because, I mean, look at it. See, no. No, you don't get to only do. No, it's only like 40% of the covers colored here. Covered. The cover's only 40% covered. There you go. The angle on the foot is wrong. The foot right there is wrong. Nope. Sorry, people. Boobs don't start at the groin. Well, I don't know. Is this old lady Black Cat? I don't know. They wouldn't be perky, I'll tell you that much. It's all wrong, people. It's all wrong. Sorry. It's just... Surprised she got the motorcycle right. But I'm not really enough of a gearhead for me to be able to really call out any flaws there. Actually, now that I look at it, looks like, I feel like there's a mechanic missing there. There you go. There you go. Silly. Silly. Continuing on, Moon Knight number 7. Dig that cover. Now, how about that Raza variant? Yeah, no, this is the cover of the week. Moon Knight number 7, the Raza variant. This is the cover of the week. Possibly of the year. Just saying. If you're a Moon Knight fan, this is yeah. When like news agencies are doing articles on this cover, why, yeah, I'm telling you, it's gonna be something, people. It's got a lot of eyes on it. It's gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. Like, you can't lose. If you bought 50 of these covers and for some reason you didn't sell any, it just means you're a terrible salesman, then you build a wall that holds 50 slots and you just fucking tile that bitches. That bitches? That's not the right verbiage there. You just tie all those fucking 50 comics. Same book, just over and over. And that's how you do that. You can't lose. It's that fucking awesome. I would love to see that in Symmetry. And, Anyway. A Phoenix Song Echo, number 4. No more Phoenix. The adversary has Phoenix. In his trickster's talons, the Phoenix might have been powerful enough to take him down, but the Phoenix is gone. Maya Lopez fights like hell for a life she never wanted in the penultimate. I don't know that word. Penultimate? What? Chapter of Rebecca Roan Host's Firestarting series. I very much enjoyed issue number 2 when it came out. Apparently this is, I don't know what any of that meant, because issue number 3 hasn't came out yet, so it makes me wonder. Apparently the Phoenix goes bye-bye in issue number 3. They wouldn't do that, would they? Would they? I don't know. I don't think so. More. Oh, probably my Marvel pick of the week that's not revolved around just cover appeal is Silk number 1. New ongoing series, new villain. Don't know this villain, but new villain. And, you know, everybody's speculating. I hear everybody, who's going to pop up? What kind of cameos? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I haven't heard one time anybody say? Everybody wants to know about Peter Parker, fucking Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and them showing up into the Spider-Verse. We all know that there's a Silk series in development through Sony. Why the fuck wouldn't Silk? I mean, I see that happening. That's the thing I'm speculating on. Get your ASM4s out, people. I'd fucked up and dumped mine a couple months ago, but... Yeah, I don't know, man. And now, with that being said, you know, I'm not saying that's going to make this book more valuable, but they're going to do a Silk series. They're going to need some shit to draw from, you know, some, and granted, there's plenty of fucking Spider Universe stories. There's, don't get me wrong, but some stuff unique to Silk's story, you know? These new characters that have been developed throughout the last, you know, mini-series or so. Don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. What do we got for covers here? We got a one... Let's see. There's a Davy Go variant. Audrey Mock variant. I don't know these names. That's it. Just 3 covers. I'm good with the Lee and Yake cover. I'm real good with that. Look at you, Cindy Moon. You're about to take over the world. And I mean, that's the other thing, too. There's the Enter the Spider-Verse. You know? Fucking, who's to say Silk doesn't fucking pop up in that? We got a lot of opportunities, people. Everybody wants to go towards low-hanging fruit. What about these fucking people? You know? More specifically, Silk. Spiders, man, is who I really want to see, but that's just me. Silver Surfer Rebirth, number 1. What? What is this? Ron Mars and Ron Lim. They're back. No, we don't mean the guys on the cover. We're talking about the legendary creators Ron Mars and Ron Lim returning to tell a story set during their fan favorite run of Silver Surfer. Ah, it's during that time. Gotcha. Someone has stolen the reality gem, an object that allows the user to fulfill... Blah, 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 blah. But whoever has taken it is doing things like bringing back the dead hero Captain Mar-Vell. It's up to Silver Surfer to team up with the least likely of allies, Thanos. Sorry, you triggered there. Thanos, to find the gem and restore reality to its proper form. That's exciting, right? Alright. Well, what do we got for covers? 5 covers? Oh, do I dare want to see how she... What the fuck is that? Yeah, Momoko, that is not how backs work. It's not a fucking turtle. Jesus Christ. Somebody take her fucking paintbrush away. I'm sorry. You know what? I know I said that's not what this podcast is ever going to be about. But what the fuck? Ugh. I got Dan Jurgens. Now that's a cover. That's a cover. Yeah, he's got like a full back. You know, not just like half a back. Wow. Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 18. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. Star Wars Halcyon Legacy. What is this? The Voyages of the Greatest of All Star Cruisers. What the fuck is going on? As the legendary Halcyon embarks on a momentous cruise, the ship heads towards a confrontation with the First Order. But what secret from the High Republic era can help the passengers and crew all these years later? How did Jedi Nibs and Burry fend off an hill attack on one of the ship's first ever voyages? Alright. Is that fucking Wookiee a Jedi? Huh. Right, this is probably one that I mean, shit. Well, one, just the one cover as well? From what I'm seeing here? Alright. There's a second printing of Venom. And it's going to be the first non-exclusive cover appearance of, old What's-His-Nuts there. The new guy. But, yeah. 100% jump on this one. That's a no-brainer. The 10 Deaths of Wolverine number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers there. And we got the 10 Lives of Wolverine number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers there. And then X-Men number 7. I believe this is the first appearance of Captain Krakoa. So take that for what you will. Is that him on the cover there? Can't tell. That's gotta be. Dr. Stasis makes his deadliest move yet as Captain Krakoa takes charge of the X-Men. Alright, yeah, no, if I can... There you go. So my Marvel pick of the week, it's either going to be Silk number 1, or that's probably your safer bet, but X-Men number 7 could have some legs down the road. And that Moon Knight variant is, well, undeniable. Undeniable. Don't sleep on that one. It's going to do very well. I honestly think it's going to do like Webhead good, or you know what I'm trying to say. The Spider-Man shit with the web in the face and the whatnot. That wasn't supposed to be an innuendo. Alright, so yeah, no, those are my FOC picks this week, people. Very, very important stuff. I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna slam the rest of this Red Bull, and I will be back to talk about the highlights coming out from next week's pull list. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. In the meantime, here's some Apocalypse goodness for ya.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
All right, we are back. And a lot's happened in the break.
I'm not gonna lie. Like Diamond's website being, I don't know, seemingly hacked or something again. It's not up right now. It's not up, but what are we gonna do? I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're going to proceed anyway. Now let's talk about the books coming out next week. Or this week, depending on when you listen to this podcast. It's all a matter of perception, right? The book's coming out New Comic Book Day 12/14, 12/15, something like that. Depends. Once again, is it DC? Is it Marvel? I know. It's confusing times, people. But most people still pick up their books on Wednesday anyway, so I make it easy. Apparently I'm not making it easy. But we'll just call it New Comic Book Day, December 15th. Now, with that being said, we'll talk about the books coming out on the 14th. Through Lunar, their website's not down. I've got the entire list of the DC catalog coming out next week. All of the Lunar books, for that matter. So let's go on through this. But I am going to scoot on through it unless I have something noteworthy to attach to said book. So let's do this. Starting with Batgirls, number one. New ongoing series, Jorge Corona on the art. Now, if you were to look up Key Collector and see this, it'd say possible first appearance of Seer. Well, if you listen to me in the podcast, you know that the real first appearance of Seer was in Batman number 117. And then first cameo was in Nightwing 86, 87, something like that. Yeah, so... This is not the key issue in that sense, but it is the first issue in an ongoing, so take that for what you will. I didn't flip through this one yet. I just kind of opened up the first page to see if I started flipping through it to see if there was a different, I don't know, introduction to Seer, and it's not. So yeah. It's a continuation of that final page, it looks like, in Batman 117. But, yeah, from that point on, once I noticed that, I didn't really keep going. So, and that had nothing to do with the story, it was just, yeah. But that's it. That's all I got for Batgirls. There are a few covers to choose from there. There's a little Batman Scooby-Doo Mysteries this week. Batman The Adventures Continue, number 7. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a first appearance in this one. A mare something or other. Did I not get this one? Maybe I only got a single copy? Huh. I don't remember seeing this one in my order. I already got my DC books, people. Two covers there. But, like I said, possible or an indefinite first appearance. So who knows how it takes off. Are we going to get... Is it going to be like Sunny? You know? The last first appearance that popped up in Batman The Adventures Continue, where it jumps up to $20 3 weeks later, and then 2 weeks after that, and get it for $5 or $10. You know? Who knows? It's hard to say. Batman The Imposter out this week. Couple covers on that one. The Bermejo cover, as per usual, is cover of the week material. Let's put it that way. Oh, Batman Urban Legends, number 10. We got a couple covers there. Federici doing his thing. A few covers, actually. Black Manta, number 4, out this week. From Ahoy, we've got Edgar Allan Poe's Snifter of Death. And, like I said, the image that you see here is, like I was explaining earlier, with Ahoy Comics. Not necessarily the front cover. Might be the back cover. But, yeah. Alright, new this week. This is my sleeper book that's definitely going to be a hit pick of the week. And that is going to be Future State Gotham, number 8. The first appearance of the next Joker. Now, I know you kind of look at this cover and go, well, that's how me, it's not scary at all. Well, I went flipping through this book, and, you know, just to kind of see, like, well, how heavy is this character involved in this story, and blah, 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 blah. I started out just flipping through the book, and then once I found the thing I was looking for, I just had to go through and reread it all. And I mean that in a good way. This character is fucking dope. I'm not going to give anything away,
because I'm not allowed to. This character will live on. I'm very, very confident in that. There's a lot of death in this book. There's no... I'm going to play with my food before I eat it. No, that's kind of what it is. Playing with his food before he eats it. Gnarly stuff, people. Big name characters. Take a dirt nap in this one. Future State Gotham, number 8. Sleeper book of the week. Most people probably didn't order it. I ordered a bunch. So if you're looking to get a copy, I might just have one for you on the Wednesday live sale auction at Wednesday, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Tune in. YouTube. Facebook. Come find Cheers to Comics. You want you some comics. B cover on that one's pretty gnarly. I wouldn't say it's gnarly. It's good. You're a Grifter fan? There you go. I don't have a B cover, though. It feels like a mistake. Harley Quinn, the animated series, Eat, Bang, Kill, Tour, number 4. New appearance of... I don't know. What's his name? Mephetic. Yeah, that's what it is. New first appearance of Mephetic. And I did flip through this one. And he's big ol'. And there's no question. Definite first appearance. Not a cameo situation. So you don't got to worry about that. But... I don't know. We'll see how the second season of the animated series goes. If this character kind of plays a big enough part in it, which I can kind of see happening, this Eat, Bang, Kill Tour number 4 might earn you a couple of dollars. Just saying. I am Batman number 4. A couple covers out this week there. Sorry. Joker number 10. Gotta love the covers there. Pennyworth number 5 out this week. I will say that there is a third print of the recount. The recount number 1. No, like I said, it's going to get. Was it a movie or a TV series? It was a movie. I had Jonathan Heydrich on the podcast, and we talked all about the recount. Go visit that, and then you'll know why you need to pick up. Or just look at eBay. How's that? It'll make your life easy. But it'd still be really cool if you went and listened to that interview. Just saying. We've got Robin and Batman number 2 continuing on. Some Jeff Lemire-ness. Is that it? No, there's more. Teen Titans Academy number 9. We've got Tis the Season to Be Freezin' number 1. This is, your holiday hoopla, if you will. What do we got? $10 book. Good lord. Yeah, just a whole lot of stuff going on in there. Titans United number 4. Oh, shit. And then we've got Wonder Girl number 6. On the A cover here, we got the first cover appearance of Portia. I really don't know how to say her name. It's not Perita. Maybe that's what it is. Perita. It's not Portia. Perita. Take that for what you will. There's a sweet art germ variant on that as well. Then we have, lastly, from Lunar this week, Wonder Woman number 782. And those are all your DCs and a few of your Scout books coming out this week. Now let's go through. And like I said, Diamond's website's down. So I'm doing a lot of those kind of by memory. And, the Key Collector app. Let's start out with... how about a facsimile from Marvel? Conan the Barbarian, number 1. It's an out-of-reach book for a lot of people financially. So I have a feeling as the comic book market financially blows the frig up, these facsimiles are going to slowly start coming into play. I do. You never know. Also from Marvel this week, new and noteworthy, we've got Wastelanders, Wolverine, number 1. Now, this is the first appearance of Downfall. An enemy of Wolverine with Antimantium armor, according to the Key Collector app here. There you go. From Red Room. Oh, from Red Room. Jesus Christ. From Fantagraphics. Red Room's back with trigger warnings. Number one. All of the variants on this one look fun. It's like all Zap Comics on the 1 in 10. Oh, yeah, that is Zap Comics. Look at me go. And then there's a Momoko on this. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Oh, whatever. I mean, this isn't her worst work, but it's kind of hard to tell what's going on there. Yeah, whatever. You keep talking shit, Brian. Now, the one that I'm super, super awesome about, my brain's fucked right now, people. Which one is this? It's a, it's just the variant? I don't know if this is an exclusive or not, but it's a Pulp Fiction, limited to 500, so it can't just be a, oh, maybe it could be. I've picked up limited to 500 books off the shelf before. But, I don't know, I think I might have had to order this one. I don't think there's picking up anything off the shelf for me on that one. We'll see. Great freaking cover, though. Great cover, I love it. Defenders number 4. This could be a sleeper. First appearance of the fourth cosmos and the embodiment of good and evil. So there's two first appearances there, if you will. And origin of the Marvel Universe. Well, it only took them 70-some years. Jeez. I would imagine it's just the an addition to. From King Spawn, apparently in issue number 5, the identity of Disruptor is revealed. Ew-ey. From Dark Horse Comics. Oh, there's a book I was wondering where it was. Cloaked, number 1. Yeah. Looks fun. Fuck, I hope this is on my list. I really do. Looks like Miles Morales number 33 is out this week, and the 1 in 25 could, I don't know, I could do something for you. Star Wars High Republic number 12 out this week. Strange Academy number 14. Once again, there could be something to this. Now, this is our Strange Academy 10 years in the future. So, I mean, them all growed up. I don't know how that, I don't know what that means. As far as collectability goes, it could be a major advancement in the story. You know, I don't know. But this is a book that I wouldn't totally look over. You know, or at least pass over. Look it all over. Look at every page. Look it up and down. I was going to say something else, but never mind. Use your imagination as to what possibly terrible thing I was going to say. Strange Academy number 14. And then we have King Conan number 1. Who's doing this one? Is this back to Jason Aaron? I don't know. Oh, that fucking 1 in 50 is amazing. Ugh, gotta love some Alex Maleev, people. Oh, shit. The 1 in 25. It's also pretty, pretty rad. I dig it, man. Let's see here. Do we have the first meeting of Ben Reilly and Miles Morales and Spider-Man 81? Is it? Would this be their first meeting? I don't know. I'd have to go through and think about that. I can't. Were they in the Spider-Verse together? Yeah, no, they probably were not meeting for the first time. But it's probably their first time going fisticuffs. You know, mano-y-mano. And, yeah, that's unfortunately all I have for this. I don't know. Can I refresh? Is it back? I thought my internet was down for a second this morning. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I wish I had more to talk about on this segment. I really do. But unfortunately, like I said, Diamond's website's down. I got the highlights, you know. I wish I had more. I do. But I guess that's going to do it for this here episode. I will remind you. You thought I was going to fucking fade out real quick, huh? Real quick. Not this time. I got to remind you to check out CheersToComics.com if you have not done so yet. That is your one-stop shop for all of the content, with the exception of the live sales. Can't do that one there. But you want your YouTube videos and you want your interviews and your Polis Priorities episodes. They're all right there in one fancy place, CheersToComics.com. And if you're looking for a new fancy place to get your comic books, then I suggest you give old shop CheersToComics.com a looky loo. When you're shopping there, you got to check it out at least once a week, as I add in new inventory. And if it's on the mobile, if you're looking on mobile, I gotta say that you may scroll real quick and be like, well, that's all that's on there. No, you gotta click on the little hamburger menu at the top left. The mobile, yeah, you just, that's how you gotta do it. Otherwise, I honestly, you gotta shop on a PC, man. This is the way to do it. But still, very user-friendly on mobile as well. You just gotta know to look for the little hamburger menu, and then it's all right there. Self-explanatory for ya. I always try to create the best prices out there. I try to be highly competitive, and on top of that, extreme competition in the market, I'm giving you an opportunity to save even more money by using podcast as the checkout code word. Podcast at checkout at shopcheerstocomics.com. So do that. And like, you know, maybe you skip the fucking pre-roll. I don't know. I'm repeating myself, but it helps, so I've been told. All right, people. I'll talk to you the next time there's things about comics to talk about. In the meantime, I command that you stay safe and read responsibly. Cheers, fuckers.
Hey everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
I'm John Chang.
This is Drew Zuck.
This is Mark Russell.
You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
Podcast recommendations, you ask? Brian Wayne here, co-curator of The Apocalypse. And I know that sounds gnarly. That's because it is gnarly, man. The Apocalypse. What is The Apocalypse? The Apocalypse is a culmination of the gnarliest podcast, independent podcast, the internet has to offer. So instead of trying to go to Twitter the next time you need a new podcast to listen to and try to get Twitter famous, podcast recommendations, please. Just think The Apocalypse, man. And it's ironic because The Apocalypse is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Just go to podchaser.com. It's in the top list. The top list in the whole world. So whether you're looking for true crime, sports, role-playing, I don't know, anything. Think of a podcast. It's on the Apocalypse. It's like the apocalypse with a D. And do not forget to follow The Apocalypse on Twitter as well. Once again, that is The Apocalypse. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Apocalypse is sure to have something for you.